The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, and I have verified it already.
Yeah,
July 16th, 2026. So it is.
I thought it was Friday.
God, every woman does, apparently. We were mentioning an email we got from one of our sales associates.
Oh.
And she thought today was Friday as well. So I was like, I wonder if they're taking this Friday off, perhaps.
I don't know.
Oh, is it a holiday?
Could be.
Oh, new two symbols are alike.
I think I think they've got us till Labor Day, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Whew, the home stretch right there.
We can do it.
Dude, that's deserving of an Alex Jones. I saw you look back for it. Hit it. It's very deserving of it.
Yeah.
You just said son of a bee, but...
Well, hang on a second. What?
You know, Alex...
Please, on that first channel. All right, here we go. Here's a good one.
You son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
I don't want to hear a whispering Alex Jones. Mm-hmm. That'd be tough for him to do, actually.
Yeah, I don't know if he knows how.
I was whispering Bill Brooks.
Oh, boy.
29 Wade Hampton.
Yeah, that's funny you mentioned salespeople, because... I had one reach out to me.
Oh, yeah, what? That,
for what?
Knock your hat off when they walk by you in the hallway?
No, we have a mutual friend. And I commented on the mutual friend's post. And then this person says, you know what this is really about?
Oh.
And sent me a lot of screenshots.
Like, oh.
Facebook fussy.
Oh.
Maybe.
Wow, that's juicy.
Maybe not.
Gillespie.
God, could you imagine?
Oh, is it?
Salesperson.
I'm trying to think about
my old Janie cakes.
People that work here. People that work here that you have mutuals with.
Wow, that is frightening.
Might be a personal rep for Gale.com.
Uh-oh.
Maybe old Ange.
Oh, Ange.
I like your little.
It could be Jay Wilson.
Your spokesmodel over there. He's a little hottie.
Yes.
What's got it going on?
Yeah. Could even be Kevin Thomas.
That he's also a representative.
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yes.
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what I think he does? We'll talk about someone that, you know, most people, I'd say the majority don't know. But that guy, I think he works to go to country concerts.
Exactly.
He goes to all of them.
He
and,
does.
Like, sets great when he goes.
Yeah,
and I know that he's not getting them from here because we don't get good tickets.
Wow, that was
I mean,
bad.
We don't. You know.
We don't.
No.
We don't.
Yeah, it's hard to go to all those because they is a lot.
They is, and they just – it's like, you know, with wrestling, you know, you had WrestleMania. It was the one. And then, you know, you get your four, the quad, they call it, the main four pay-per-views. But then they started
– coming up, too.
Putting in, SummerSlam.
Yeah. Old Slammer.
I always hated that they did it at the end of summer. Like, do it at the beginning. Like, yes. It's like Big Brother always comes on halfway through summertime.
You know,
summer's
what?
Here. Here's Big Brother. Like, summer done been here.
I feel like have you watched it?
No. I
feel like at this point I've already too late into it.
I've seen enough of the trailers or promos for it where I can tell the cast will be just too irritating for me. And I'm too far removed from that demographic that I'm just like, I'd sit here and just gripe the whole
time.
When
was the last time you've ever watched a whole? Like
16.
Seven, 8 years ago.
Big Brother 16 was the last
time. Me and Fatboy talked about it every day. We'd watch Big Brother After Dark, where they don't even talk for hours on end.
No, and they used to hook up on it, but they quit showing that.
Yeah,
they told them to stop doing it.
They quit showing that.
Look it up.
Give us an All-Star season. I'd watch that. That's what we need.
You know what, though? I was thinking about that. I can't remember... any particular character.
Oh, it would have to have Dan Giesling, Frank Udy, Psycho Sid's kid.
Oh, okay. No, I remember it. Yeah. I remember Psycho
Sid's. Derek Lavasser would have to be on there, too. Then they'll mix in some of the women. Yeah, I guess you can put Meech on there or whatever. You got to have a heel.
Did they do it during COVID?
Well, I don't know if they did. I don't think
so. That would
have
been too easy then.
So. They didn't film anything,
like,
did they?
Like mask in the house.
Yeah.
I've only missed three episodes, but I feel like it's too much to go back and...
I can't.
Oh, of this year?
Yeah.
Oh, so you have. So is...
I set up to record, but I'm like, I just haven't started it yet.
See...
I'm surprised you don't watch Love Island.
God, I don't want to, man, but everybody talks about it.
I know, and I won't fall into it. I hear it sprinkled into every conversation now, like even on like SportsCenter. You know, you might hear Stephen A. Smith. They out there grapping and argue. Why am I doing an impression of him like that? I don't
Love
know.
Island.
Yeah,
Love
it's Island. Like it's Hate Island out there, and for the Knicks tonight. I've been cursed.
I love when he challenges athletes. I'm not the one you want to go like to town with.
Does he have what is Stephen A. Smith's background? What is old Kobe's background?
I have no clue. I guess radio, or maybe he was a print journalist first and then radio.
See, that's where if I were an athlete, not many of you say, well, you were. Thank you.
Wade.
But then again, I'm about to argue with myself because some of the greatest NFL coach or college football coaches never played the game themselves as a player. That's insane to me. I would have a hard time as a player. You know what I'm saying? Like you got I'm trying to
think you'd be more sympathetic if you were a player then.
No, I'd be like, what do you mean I'm not? You don't even know how to play this game.
Right.
You know?
They would do that.
I've
look at Pop. He never played in the NBA. He's one of the greatest coaches ever.
Yeah. Crap. Great example.
But Phil Jackson played in the NBA.
Played for the Knicks.
And he is the greatest coach ever.
Yeah. That whole – you can't argue with that. That's one you can't argue with.
Got a lot of hardware.
Did he ever college
– Did he ever college?
I'm going to say, did he ever college coach?
He's speaking like a game, what?
That's better than what I normally say. What do I normally say, fat boy?
Who do you play college for? Which I think is what, North Dakota or South Dakota? One of those Dakotas.
I think you had to, right? Back then, you couldn't go from high school to the NBA, could you?
I think he started coaching in Puerto Rico and came up that way.
God, I bet exotic. He saw some knife fights.
Then the Bulls hired him as an assistant.
East of doing them there recreationally. I have a friend from there. He told me this.
Was Moses Malone? He was the first out of high school, right? I think he was.
What? Really?
I think he was. That was.
I feel like our show, not that it's bad, I'm enjoying the hell out of it. I feel like our show's just turned into like three people sitting around and they wonder stuff and then they Google it and they share it with the audience.
It's just like we're all in this thing together.
You were right. North Dakota from 1964 to 67. Holy moly. Okay, so he's from North Dakota. So he.
This is our little study group where we're just.
Today we focus on the life. He's not dead, by the way, but the life of Philip Douglas Jackson.
I can't remember if he was.
He's got a birthday coming up soon, so don't forget that.
Did he go anywhere after the Knicks? Or is that when he started coaching?
You know, he something you don't see anymore. He played 14 seasons for the Knicks. That's it. He then came back and played 2 years for the Nets. So even from New York to New Jersey, boy, that's like going from Cubs to White Sox.
Woo. Then he must have went to Puerto Rico to coach after that.
So it's funny that you say that because he became an assistant coach for the Nets. And then moved on to the Piratas de Cabrera. I am not saying that right at all. Mm-mm.
So I wish you had more time with Robin.
It looks like quesadilla, but Brad's in the middle of it. So K. Brad Dillas.
So I wish we could have talked to Robin about Phil and, you know, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Poppy played for Pop, too.
I mentioned to him that, Mrs. X, his cousin, used to be his bodyguard. And it was. I didn't want to say, "Hey, dude," like I always do. Which Chris Farley made such a great bit with that. But it is true. Like if you're an actual fan of someone and you go to like interview them, you're gonna say, "Hey, what's up, man?
What are you doing?"
Remember at time at SummerSlam in Winston-Salem, North Carolina? That was freaking awesome.
It's like, how do you pick?
I don't even have like a question. I just want to compliment you on that match 22 years ago. That was great.
You don't have a few minutes? It's hard to even.
Oh, with that? Yeah, it was very, like, that was a favor. That was just for you start.
It's like, what do you even talk about? You want to say something that not a whole lot of people
told
say.
Me that. I know. Well, the other thing I said was like, man, you about made me cry during your Hall of Fame speech. Because you did. I felt like he was alone in this world. Like
he didn't really dress up for it, did he?
But you know what? Somebody else said something along that same lines. And I said, What would you have done, though, if he showed up wearing the blonde wig and the wedding dress?
Oh, man.
You wouldn't have wanted a picture with him then, wouldn't you? The person I was talking to, he's like, well, yep, you might be right there. I said, I know. You imagine you meet Dennis Rodman, you know, like at Travis had him over at Spartanburg, Boiler Springs Sports Cars. You know, the big show. And he comes in, and you got a bunch of dudes who, like, love basketball. They love wrestling. There's Dennis Rodman, but he's dressed in drag.
Yeah. I wonder what
Asheville would come in full force.
I wonder what the female turnout was for Rodman. Still pulling the trim?
You don't know if they're there, though, just to, you know, or if they're with their man or, you know. There were a lot of, I noticed a lot of, and I'm not even saying they were lesbians or anything, but not a lot of girl groups going around at the card show, you know, looking for WNBA and such. Guys standing there right beside them.
I wish you would have worn.
I was like, you give me that Sophie Cunningham, and I start pointing at her. Mine.
Soph. Good game last night, couple steals.
I taped it. I didn't watch it. I tape it and then never go back and watch them.
Why?
Well, it wasn't the best game.
Because it's not good watching them on
I see.
When it's already happened. Even though I don't know the outcome, it still feels stupid. Yeah. Like, why am I watching this? Like, why don't I just fast forward it and find out what happens?
Yeah, get to the end.
I know.
Dude, it's
weird.
We
don't do it with movies, but with something like that.
Because when you watch the hot players, you're like, oh, man, I just want to watch them play. And then when you see, like, the real butch players, you're like, I want them to start fighting right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I like watching them all
this
together.
Is so medieval.
Like, I want the butch players to really start swinging on the other ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this like competition stripping for him, you know?
Like, I want to see, put like Alyssa Thomas and then somebody, Ed Cardoso, and just let them start swinging at each other.
God, Cardoso, I tell you what.
That's a big chick.
But lovely.
Yeah.
But lovely. But she looks like she could be like a James Bond villain, but in she's hot, but God, she could whoop my ass, you know. She's a tall drink of water.
No, nobody's touching Aja though. She's on a separate level.
Yep.
Remember the email we got about her shoes? Some guy wanted to buy her shoes, the A2s, but he said they're women's basketball shoes. Why would I get them? Would he want to start wearing them?
Well,
I think they're pink, the A2s.
See, that's the thing I don't understand. I don't understand what the World Cup page is like. Well, they wear the pink shoes so they can see each other's feet. I was like, why not just go with those other, you know, I support them when, I mean, I don't not support them because they're wearing pink shoes, but, you know, they wear the neon yellow ones if it is for seeing the feet. But, like, I don't know. There's just a real, I'm not associating a color with a thing as much as it maybe sounds like, but, like, it's a real, like, to squash on the freaking balls of the men of the world, at least this country.
Grace Jones, that's what I was thinking of. James Bond, beautiful woman.
James Bond. That's what they should have done.
James
Freaking
Bond.
Monster.
And had Jane Gillespie play.
She's beautiful.
The Secret Agent.
I tried to do Sean Connery, but it ended up being Bill Brooks as James Bond. Pussy galore. Is that your name? I'll have a martini, please. I might even tell you where there's a wreck coming.
Shaken, not stirred. Oh, Lord. Not dirty like your underwear.
Extra dirty. Give me all the olives you got.
What is that? The wind's blowing. No, it's Bill Brooks outside.
Do you ever think he goes
that sounds like the beginning of an episode of Scooby-Doo where...
You think he wrecks people on purpose just to have a traffic report?
I bet he like flies drones down the middle of the highway, final destination, right towards his windshield.
Oh, you just remind me of something. This is really like, I'm sorry, Chattanoogans, because I don't think you would have seen this. But coming into work today, I think we come a similar way. You go up 385, right? Mm-hmm. Right around the airport.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell was out to the left? Did you look? It looked like a string of lights going all the way down. And if it's still dark, you might be able to see it. I don't know. But, like, you look at it and, like, is that something from the airport?
Did you take a picture of it?
No, damn it.
Son of a...
I should have.
You son of a gun?
Because it was going straight down like stars in a row.
Whoa, man. I see. It was AI then.
Somebody texted in because somebody else had to have seen it. I saw other people out there on the road driving. Like, it was straight down. Like, it was coming from the stars all the way down to the ground.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
And it was real.
Maybe it was them deleting our sounds from the cloud.
It wasn't a projection, even. It was, you could tell it was, they looked like lights, like reflectors.
Like a DNA strand of lights?
Yeah, but it was straight down.
Oh, straight.
Like if you went to the top of, as far as you can see, all the way down, like stairs.
Email Bill. He'll know. Does he watch the skies as much as he watches the roads?
I don't know.
But imagine if there was the future, and it's like, we've got a collision just above I-85, about 10,000 feet in the air.
Oh, man.
Residents of Duncan should seek shelter immediately. There's a Taurus that's going to be, not the actual, was the Taurus?
Not Clint.
Bull, right?
What?
Taurus the bull?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
the
zodiac sign.
A Taurus is a bull. Is it maybe his drone is like, it looks like a flying dildo and it distracts people and they wreck and he's like, I got you. You thought it was a flying Peter, did you?
Yes.
No, it's a drone.
You thought it was a silver dingling.
Silver dingling.
Nope. It was a dingling drone.
He's gonna go on strike one day.
Sorry.
I hope you all wreck.
Bill, we do love you. I love your traffic, Bill, because I like how it ends on time.
And your character, too. You're not just coming on with that that one guy we used to have.
Oh. I love Bill can time out his vocals in the bed at the same time, and you don't get 4 seconds of a bed after traffic.
Yeah. Doom, doom, doom. Yeah, he hits the post. He nails it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bill Brooks.
Thank you, Bill Brooks.
You got good suits, too.
Yeah.
People love him. Robin Aria.
Man in a tie.
Robin Aria wears Bill Brooks.
I think he just switched.
Like a glove.
He was bank exclusively, and he switched.
Brooks.
That was my Brooks last brothers. One. I went to the bank. It was good. I felt embarrassed, too, which was new. But
how many suits do you have?
Two.
From Reynolds.
From where?
From rentals for certain events we did.
Oh.
Like so numb-ups.
You own a tuxedo?
Does now.
By proxy. I own a tuxedo that two of me could fit in.
It's a big one.
Have
it's
altered.
Big. It's pretty big.
Well, they didn't tell me I had to bring it back. here's what happened.
How do I remember this
here's
story?
What happened. We, look. We did a bit, a wedding thing, and num-nups. And I moved during this transactional period. And I swear I couldn't find the tuxedo. I could not find the tuxedo. I thought I left it here. I thought one of these goobers was playing a joke on me.
I gave mine back.
We hid you. Yeah, you wore one too. I remember
did.
That.
It was hard. I love them.
I kept saying, nice tails. And then, like several months later, Hendrix is like, hey, did you ever take your tux back? And I was like, dude, I don't know where it's at. He's like, all right, let's not say anything. No, he didn't say that. He said, look for it. And then he never asked.
He didn't tell you to eat ass and howl at the moon by chance?
No.
Wow. They just never did anything about it?
That boy, I was driving too. Fatboy sent me a screenshot, but it's in French.
Yeah, because I text Mark in the afternoons, but he hasn't answered in a few days. So I text back, tomorrow is good, but I did it in Spanish, which is, I guess, mañana está bien or something like that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He replied back in French.
That's like, what it was.
I know a little bit of French, but I don't really know it that well. I had to run it through the translator.
Yeah. He's a gambler. Watch out for that guy.
And it came back as eat ass and howl at the moon.
Oh, wee.
That must mean you're going to play some Aussie tomorrow morning. That's Barkatha, Matt. It's Barkatha.
I wonder if he was just around somebody. He said, hey, what should I say?
What time of day was it?
This is probably like 5:30.
Happy hour.
Oh, that's what it was. Happy hour. Oh, so they're passing the phone around to the salespeople, like, oh, let's see if we can put something
in the pit.
Oh, is there a winter party?
I don't know.
Winter.
Don't they all just randomly hang out? Like, what if he gave his phone to, Devin?
Like they all go out for cocktails after work.
Maybe she put something in there. Or maybe it was McCrory that put something, a message on it.
McCrory was over there probably getting her toes sucked on. Hey, let's not go out like that. That just happened one time where we were at a function. See? Of course, you don't just say her first name. You say her by last name. Yeah. But it's fine. We've talked about it before.
I know. I looked down and I was like, what the hell is going on here?
I know. She dared somebody to do something. He did it. And we were all just sitting there watching it like we were in some kind of...
I think I'm going to throw up.
I thought we were going to get in line. Like, who's next?
But was that after the meal or before?
God. I think it was dessert. I wouldn't mind getting my toes sucked on. I was standing there with the sock off. Hey, go out on the wheeze.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, yeah.
2012. It's been 14 years.
Time for a comeback. Damn.
The baddest of them all. Then I ain't mess with y'all. Y'all think I don't get girls because I ain't very tall.
I bet you she would call.
I am the baddest of them all. Then I don't mess with y'all. You think I don't get girls because I ain't very tall.
If you had infinity knives.
This is the best song ever.
Breath like a fart.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's okay, Beyonce. I think you're cute too.
Ooh,
ah.
Damn.
I missed it.
Made out with every girl in the world.
I am the baddest of them all.
Then I don't mess with y'all. You think I don't get girls because I ain't very tall? Am.
Krispy Kreme.
Girls, very tall.
I bet you that she called.
This is the dumbest thing.
You know, wow. He was originally Krispy Kreme, but he got sued by the donut makers.
Come on. He should change his name to Hot and Ready.
Hot Ready.
Damn it, that's ours too now.
We got it.
Let him have it.
Strudel.
I wonder what Moneymaker Mike is up to now.
You're slower than a snail. I beat up every single person in jail.
Everyone?
And punch me. My face is so hard, you'll say, ouch, you punched me.
So good.
Yeah, it is good.
I don't even carry a gun.
I hope he wrote it.
But I never run.
You know I am the baddest of them all. If you ain't got the money, I ain't mess with y'all.
You think I don't get girls because I ain't very tall? Okay. It's the only performance I have in me today.
Right.
Yeah, that takes a lot out of you. The hip-hop game is no joke.
Yeah.
That's serious.
I know now why Lil Wayne's constantly 3 and 4 hours late to a show.
I don't know how Big X the Plug stands there the whole time.
I see to it. You know how Big J sits down when he does stand-up?
Yes.
X might have to start doing that.
He may have to. Golly,
that's
dumb.
The best.
Did Rick Ross ever sit down?
I don't think so.
X is—he's bigger than Rick Ross, though, right? Like physically.
Oh God, yeah. Rick Ross is felt when it comes to to that kind of thing. Do you know who Big CC the homie is?
I know, but I know who
that dude's awesome.
Young boy NBA is.
Oh yeah. Paige is into that young gravy.
I am.
Oh yeah, you are.
Okay.
It's an elixir.
An elixir.
She likes Boogie with the hoodie.
Hey. Hey, the baddest. Oh, sorry. It's a good one too.
State of apartments.
State of apartments. I can relate.
That's so wild. That's so wild. Dad, did he? He didn't come out when she played in Clinton. That's too much though, because she was there in support of Morgan. So she's not going to bring out support. Okay, that makes sense. That's what the country artists do now. They'll just like, it's kind of like how Bill Murray, before he started doing horrible concerts at 250 a pop, when he would go show up at somebody's wedding, you know, and it was kind of a big deal. So like country musicians do that now, where they'll just pop in and come out, do a song together. Like, ladies and gentlemen, I know you've been sitting there this whole time wondering, is Hardy going to bring out any guests? Well,
what's he going
to
do?
Last time I saw this girl, I told her to wait in the truck. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lainey Wilson.
Oh, my God.
Here she is,
Lainey Wilson.
Big shocker. Ladies and gentlemen, joining Brooks and Dunn tonight will be Gucci Mane. Get ready.
Oh, God.
How can you say Bill Murray puts on a horrible concert? What kind of proof do you have?
Oh, what? Oh man, sing it, Bill. Turned into a little Michael McDonald there.
Yeah, I know. Woo!
I would be like, can we putt putt a little bit while Bill's because it was on the golf course.
Yeah.
While Bill sings, you know, we'll get some food and knock some balls around because we can't understand what he's saying.
Yeah. And he's hoping that you left the golf tournament and you're still buzzed and won't remember any of this now.
Uh-uh.
So it won't matter. Oh, there she is.
There she is.
There she is.
The queen of all time.
She's laughing. You forgot about me again.
Yeah.
I have no answers yet, real.
Real.
See no head ass fat hoe.
There we go. You know what's great?
Full circle.
Is
you've hit them all.
There was a piece of paper laying here in front of my area. Not my crotch, but where I sit. And I was like, oh, is that a note? And I looked, and it was from yesterday, where Paige had written down, peanut head ass fat hoe.
She had to remember it so she could get it trended.
Like, how pretty is that? I've never seen it written in, like, you know, in a female's handwriting, in like a highlighter, whatever this is you're using.
Orange.
Peanut head ass fat hoe.
Peanut head ass fat
hoe. I just wanted to make sure that I had it right in the right sequence so I can get the outfit.
Fat boy's wearing sequins today. Look at him.
I am. Like,
get the outfit correct.
Either Buddy Landale or Ric Flair. Pick your nature boy.
I changed it up. You don't have white shorts.
Not your nature boy.
Love it.
Yeah, I try to.
Just excite us girls in the hallway.
I got I think three pair of shorts and three shirts.
Oh.
Try to rotate. I don't want to buy new stuff.
Can I do a fashion fund for you and get somebody to help you?
No, because I've already been proposed for, you know, what not to wear.
Let me ask you this. What if, and I know you were just kind of joshing there or whatever, but what if in real life, what if two men said, Paige, can we get you a makeover?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but most women are not going to be accepting of that. It'd be like,
I hope so. Dang.
What are you trying to say?
I would say.
Nah, but for real, you look like crap. I'd get one too.
I mean, well, look. No. If I buy stuff that's my size now.
No, he needs seven pairs of shorts.
Well, it's that weird little window because I really do want to lose weight. I don't always actively try to, but I do want to. So if I buy stuff, you know, that fits now, then, you know, it's like, I guess it's like a comfort thing. There's no motivation.
What I did is I got a lot of, you remember, like, during that little time period, I was wearing a lot of, you know, joggers and stuff like that, stuff with drawstrings on there so you could adjust. And then when you get down to your, you know, you can slide into a pair of 36s like I can.
That's the goal, to get back to pants, to be honest with you. I saw a picture of me. I saw a picture of me in pants, and I think it was like 2019 or 2020.
To get back to pants.
You'll get back in pants.
It was right around COVID.
You want my old tuxedo?
God.
Please.
Is there a reward for it?
Oh,
is there a bounty on that sucker?
I don't know.
Is there a certain Genghis that will take it off my hands?
I'll send it to Big Swole. He could wear it. He could use a jacket. Just think, though, when you're that big of a person, I love the guy's music. Matter of fact, I mean, he's one of my favorites. But yeah, with, you know, because he puts all the lotion on all over his big exterior because he performs with no shirt on. And I'm like, who's the person that does it? Because when you that big, you can't oil yourself up that much.
He's got to have an oiler.
If that was the case, there's going to be that part of the middle of your back you can't get to. Mm-hmm. That's just going to, you know, people that self-tan, you can see where their arms don't reach. You can, man. You can tell. I look at the length of their arms. I'm like, oh, I can tell what you couldn't get. Should have had a partner.
Mine's the upper part of my back. I can't.
He needs a guy like
you. Self-tan?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Oh, how do you get the front? Like, do you have to?
I lather it up.
God.
Dude, you can get somebody else to do it. When your gay
friends do it.
That's
a good idea. If you can get, I know someone who does spraying, but it's hard to get her.
So gross.
Somebody's going to spray.
Yeah.
That was awful.
Spray tan.
Okay. Hey, what are you working on in the play?
I'm going to tell you why this man went, or I'm sorry, this woman went ballistic.
A woman went ballistic.
In Florida. Okay. Florida woman went ballistic.
It's always Florida.
But you might find it funny, so we'll see what happens next.
Well, as long as no one was hurt.
No.
I got breaking news. I just remembered.
Who died?
I don't want to tell you, but we talk about him a good bit.
No.
And I was a big 227 fan, too.
No. Hal Williams? Yeah. No way. Shoot.
Grim Rico got me this morning with Hal Williams.
Grim Rico.
I almost unfriended him on that second.
Man, I loved him. He's good. Freaking,
he's great. Always happy.
Freaking Hoppy.
Yep.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Passed away.
He's the last person.
Look at him.
Was from San
Francisco.
91. Only 91 years old. We don't have much 227 left. You know, Marla Gibbs still with us, but she's damn near 100.
I know, man.
Is the grandma still with us?
Sure.
Regina King still with us?
Oh yeah.
Jack A. still with us.
She's been acting forever. Jack A. Harry still with us?
Yeah.
I always thought she was fine. Did you?
I mean, yeah, she was. The voice you kind of had to get over, but you know the look.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Well, an elderly woman went ballistic.
Thaws out.
When Florida randomly assigned her a naughty license plate.
Naughty. A naughty license plate.
Yes.
Is it? Well,
you know what's so funny? I don't even know my license plate here.
Really?
I don't know mine.
Because it's new?
I know mine because I know mine. I don't want to say it. I don't want any cops looking me up on the thing. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. That's not funny.
But my one in California, I memorized because people would steal your car randomly. So mine was number one Goo 371.
Number one Goo?
Yeah. Number one GUU 371. Goo.
God.
Number one Goo. Yeah. Are you from the valley?
God. If you'd been from New York, I would have thought it was number one Jew.
Oh, is that a real one?
Probably.
Somebody's got that one.
I'm sure.
Number
John
one
Rocker.
Goo.
I bet they got it here, too.
Hey, Johnny Rocker? Is that you?
Tell me what this one is. I see it around town a lot. Q-U-I-F-R. And it's like it's a little car.
That's what kind of sweeper Paige uses on her floor.
Swiffer.
Oh, I thought it was a quiffer.
Quiffer Sullivan.
Sullivan?
Wait a minute.
What was his name? God.
I can't.
Sullivan. I've wheezed and snorted so much since college, if you know what I mean.
I don't know if I know who Quiffer Sullivan is.
God. Somebody help me.
I thought it was Marshall Pickens closed years ago.
I thought it was Friday when I walked in here with Tori. She goes, no girl, it's Thursday.
No girl. Hey girl, it's Thursday.
No.
Ain't you thirsty?
Where have you been?
I'm going to need both of you to get to work a little earlier.
Yeah, I know. If you want my panties on, you let me come in when I can.
What? What about your panties?
I need my beauty sleep.
What's that got to do with your panties, though?
Yeah, like you sleep on your head. Or...
Stop. All right, so back.
You ever put slices of cucumbers on your eyes?
Yes, it helps.
You ever do it on your nipples?
Yeah.
Or would you have to use cantaloupes?
Why would I want to?
Like pasties.
If you put That cools and kind of gets rid of any inflammation you may have on your
I don't
eyes.
Know why women now
I don't have them on
to,
my nipples.
They want to show you what they wear. Like they'll put pictures up of them with those little collagen little pads on their eyes or whatever. I'm like, you look like the ultimate warrior right now. You don't realize
those
that
are
did.
Awesome. They get rid of your
forever.
You should try them. You love them.
Well, no, I wouldn't. Why would I want that?
So you feel good.
Oh, okay.
Because it feels good.
I should make me feel good.
I mean, why else would you do anything?
Well, sure.
Okay. So back to the story. This woman was ballistic because she thought her plate said, I don't know if this is inappropriate, squeeze ass.
Squeeze ass. Squeeze
but it ass. Was SQZ855, and it does look like squeeze ass.
So I have a sense of humor, lady.
Come on.
Squeeze ass.
You're the ass man.
Yeah, Seinfeld.
Dun.
So Kramer was assigned that license plate. I
thought he stole it from Billy Gunn.
Ah, so her name is Nancy Dello Strito. Oh. And she received this license plate in the mail. And she wasn't happy about that. She was going to. She needed it changed because it was just not going to
They call them Stritos down there?
No, I don't know what they call them.
Anyway. Always in Florida, man. Florida's a wild place.
It's pretty.
It is. Well, parts. Just like everywhere, you know.
I've only been to Key West and Jacksonville.
Oh, Freakville.
Nowhere in between? There is a Walgreens in Clearwater Beach that is 2 stories tall and it's got palm trees.
Dude, I ate at the 3-story TGI Fridays. Stories tall.
In my travels, but those are the two places.
I don't know what it is, but you can take a restaurant that, you know, and I like TGI Fridays.
Oh, yeah. Wish we still had one.
We don't?
No, they're slowly taking, you know, each one of, you know, we were talking about the Hardee's the other day. This road's going to be nothing but coffee shops and donuts. That's it.
Pretty much.
It's like, what did the cops buy Woodruff Road?
I think we're getting a Shake Shack.
It's not going to go the way, I'm not going to say anything.
Say it, Paige. Say
I'm not going to let Lawrence
say
go.
It. They're going to let immigrants come live.
It's not going to be the new Lawrence where you have empty boxes. I've said it.
Damn, all right,
whoa,
then.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Bat Boy.
Point how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.